This is Fresh Air. The latest incarnation of the late-night TV talk show wars is being fought on a variety of fronts, most notably on YouTube and social media. Our TV critic David Bianculli says this new talk show battlefield not only is changing the content of existing shows, it's starting to create some new exciting ones.
The late-night TV talk show wars aren't what they used to be. Success in that realm used to be measured by who got the most viewers after the late local news. For decades, it was The Tonight Show, whether it was Steve Allen, Jack Paar, Johnny Carson, or for most of his run, Jay Leno. But the current host of NBC's The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon, was one of the first to anticipate that you didn't need viewers watching you late at night, just watching anytime on YouTube or social media. And viewers didn't have to watch the whole show. You just had to get buzz. And Fallon's way of doing it has been with music. He staged lip-sync battles with his guests, which eventually led to a spin-off series still running on Spike TV. He imitated rock stars singing very improbable cover versions of songs, like the late Jim Morrison singing a soulful rendition of the theme from Reading Rainbow.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow, a reading rainbow, a reading rainbow, a reading rainbow, yeah!
And most successfully of all, he invited guests to sit down with him and his house band The Roots, and in a single take photographed by a single camera, use kindergarten musical instruments to do acoustic versions of their hit songs, as Robin Thicke did when he came by to sing a childishly charming version of Blurred Lines. There's a sense of joy in these performances. But if it's pure joy you want, nothing beats James Corden and his carpool karaoke segments on The Late Late Show on CBS. With Fallon, all you get are infectious musical performances. When Corden drives singers around town in his high-tech equipped car, photographing and recording them as they sing along with his car stereo music selections, you get fantastic performances, but you also get genuine conversation and some very, very human moments. Corden's drive-along 15-minute trip with Adele is the most viewed late-night TV clip in social media history, more than 102 million views and counting. And its appeal is totally understandable. The moment Adele gets in the passenger seat of his car, James Corden compliments her on her hair, which starts a very casual conversation. Then, as he starts playing an Adele song on his car radio and she starts singing along, he slides in some pitch-perfect harmony. And she shoots a glance in his direction that basically says, "Who is this guy?" Indeed.
I mean, it is more manageable than the Hive.
Yeah.
When, you know,
on top, I'm going to wear a wig. I'm going to use my hairline. I can't work out if I should wear a wig or have a weave.
I mean, what I like is that you're coming to me for this advice.
Hello. Can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be. It's no secret that the both of us
You can't watch that clip and not smile. Just like you can't help choking up a bit watching him drive around with Stevie Wonder and saying that his wife, a huge Stevie Wonder fan, won't even believe that they're together. So James gets out his cell phone, calls his wife, and hands the phone to Stevie Wonder, who improvises a one-woman serenade so sweet it makes James cry on the spot.
I just called to say James loves you. I just want to say how much he cares. I just want to
to say he loves you. And he promises to me that he'll let me be on his show for an hour.
By taking his show on the road, James Corden has preserved and condensed the very essence of the TV talk show. He's on to something big. Another impressive, even earlier pioneer in the same regard has been Jerry Seinfeld, whose show on Sony's Crackle streaming site, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, starts its 8th season next month. What talk show hosts Fallon and Corden and Jimmy Kimmel and the others are doing is finding discrete bits of their shows to present and disseminate on shared social media. What Seinfeld is doing is reducing the show to those pieces alone. It's still a talk show, a very smart and clever one, but boiled down to a very focused, absolute essence. Last season, Jerry picked up Gary Shandling for a ride, and it turned out to be one of the comedian's last interviews before his death. And coincidentally, some of their conversation was about death.
You know, David Brennan passed away last year. You ever think about, like, all that material?
I'm sorry. So I'm at a stage in my life where I actually care about the person. Here's what I thought you were going to say. Did you ever realize when David Brenner died and Robin, the actual impermanence of life? I never thought, God, there goes a lot of material. That's hilarious that you think that way. Well, that
was the hard It's part. A tender little show, and I'm certain Seinfeld feels fortunate to have captured it when he did. He and Gary are two old hands, both of them getting their big breaks doing a few minutes of stand-up comedy on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. Both Seinfeld and Shandling subsequently changed TV comedy more than any of their peers with their respective sitcoms, and could talk about it all these years later in ways that were both wise and funny.
You know, I was an electrical engineering major at the University of Arizona, and that taught me the discipline of working out formulas and having no other life, because you had to work so hard to get that stuff right.
But of course, that was not as difficult as writing comedy.
No, because there's ultimately an answer to an equation.
There's an answer to a joke.
Well, I don't think Einstein bounced it off a crowd.
I suspect that Jerry Seinfeld and James Corden, by getting away from the studio and doing something so laser-focused and enjoyable, are changing the landscape again. James Corden doesn't need the Late Late Show to keep doing carpool karaoke. And that segment itself could be a 21st century talk show all its own, just like Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Both these shows are in the fast lane, racing towards TV's future.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches television and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey.
Thank you so much for helping me get to work, man. It's just the traffic in this city, it's a nightmare.
It's my pleasure,
just
man.
To be able to go down the carpool lane, it makes such a difference. It really does.
When you need a friend to drive along, you know, with you to work,
yeah,
give me a holler.
Are you sure?
Give me a holler.
Promise?
Give me a holler. Once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Thea Chaloner. I'm Terry Gross. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be Kenya Barris, the creator of the ABC sitcom Black-ish, about an African-American man who grew up poor and now is an advertising executive living in a predominantly white suburb with his wife, who's a doctor, and their four children. He thinks his privileged children don't really understand what it means to be black, and he doesn't always do a good job teaching them. I hope you'll join us. I'm not alone anymore.